Father, we pray even now for our nation. We pray, dear God, for the church, the body of Christ. And we pray tonight for this word. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There's a word from the Lord tonight that comes from the Gospel of John. There in the 13th chapter, verses 34 and 35. And it reads, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you." So you must love one another. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. So this week I'm going to be sharing from the larger theme of love in real time. In other words, we got to love right now. Amen? And we can tell you even now that we believe in the evidence. So tonight we'll start by saying, where is the evidence? Part one. Amen. Some technical difficulties. No sound. We'll just take that right on out. Is there a problem with that? Amen. That's all right. We're going to go old school. Amen. Once again, we're sharing from the theme, where is the evidence? As I drove around Suwanee County this week, and today in particular, I got the opportunity to go past one of the old landmarks of the city. This place is historic, and as one drives by, you are yet reminded that it is what you would see on a postcard. It's what you would see among the archives of Suwanee County. And as I drove around, it really is a place that is known for history. It is the old Suwanee County Courthouse. But in a real way, it took me back to a time and place more than 30 years ago. I walked into that building with my bride-to-be, and we got a copy of our wedding license. We walked away happy, went by the gazebo. That picture still exists somewhere in a photo album. But really, the courthouse is a place in which the law is practiced. It is a place where people will come and to make their best case for a client. Aren't you glad today that God has trained some people in the legal community who understand how that works? And beyond Perry Mason and beyond Matlock and beyond L.A. law, when you've been in a real court situation, you want somebody who's competent. You want somebody who knows the rules of the law. You want somebody who knows how to present evidence in a real way. So this evening, I want to take you for a journey into courtroom A. And we're going to talk about the importance of Jesus holding court with his disciples. Jesus calls the 11 together. There's a 12th, and that is Judas. Of course, he has moved on. He has taken his life. Judas is certainly no longer a part of this picture. But what he shares with them is so important today. It's something you don't hear much about, and that is how we need to love each other. And we can talk about so many other things and talk about politics and talk about sports. But how much do we need the love of God? And I really believe tonight that as we look at this text, that Jesus, first of all, makes a statement of facts. He says, "A new command I give you, love one another." Reverend, how hard can that be? I mean, I love my friend, I love my neighbor, but he's really talking about this sense of a deeper kind of love. It's easy to say, you know, I love the New Old Testament, love thy neighbor as thyself. No problem with that, but really, when we get a little deeper, he's calling us as believers to show love one among another. And I believe today that you may say, well, I don't like that person, but you don't have the option really to say, I love the Lord, he's heard my cry, and then not love someone near you. You know the passage. How can you say that you love me, whom you've never seen, but you hate your brother? He's talking to followers. He's talking to his very disciples. Have you had that kind of experience before? To where you felt like even though somebody may have wronged you, that God still calls you to love them. That don't mean you give them a hug at the Publix. That don't mean you give them a card. But deep down inside, the word calls for us to love one another. Jesus is dealing with truth tonight. He's dealing with that he's already experienced. He's dealing with that that he shared with those disciples for 3 years. But he says this is a new command. Which says, you've not said this before? No, not like this. This command is what I want you to take. I want you to grasp. I want you to live out. I want you to hold on to. And it behooves each of us to do what the word says, to love each other. Yeah. I love Thomas. He gets a lot of backlash for asking that I've not seen the Savior. But Thomas said, you say you're the way. Well, show us the way. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. And aren't you glad today that Jesus stands? He delivers this word to his disciples. His time is running out. He wants them to keep something. I want something that's going to stay with you. And so I'm bringing to you the statement of the facts. And that is that you've got to do what? Love. It's a command. It's not if you feel like it. It's not sometimey. It's I want you to love as I have loved you. But it's also not just a statement of the facts, but as a presentation of the facts. He says, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. He doesn't give me any shortcut. He says, I am the example. I'm the model. I'm the gold standard. The buck stops with me. You've got to love as you've seen me. You've seen me be abused. You've seen me be talked about. You've seen me have to deal with the Pharisees. You've seen me. And yet, I still love them. Didn't he die for everybody? Everybody is God's child. And so he says to them, I'm making a point that you have got to love. And you know, even there are times when you want to just grit your teeth. And there are times when you put people on your spiritual hit list because they've wronged you or your family. But he says, do as I have. That you look at me and what you've seen along my journey is I know how to love. Aren't you glad today you serve a Savior who's in the world today and he knows how to love? I can count on that love. I stand tonight as someone who was not just loved by family, but one day I felt the love of Jesus Christ in my heart. I remember sitting on that mourner's bench and not knowing what was going to happen next. But what I did know is that Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. I'm glad today that I can stand on love. I'm glad today that he lays out this narrative to those who you think would already know it. Isn't that something? You may look the look and walk the walk, but he says, I want to make sure that I see some evidence in you. That talk is cheap. Show me some love. Other folk may have kicked you to the curb. They may have told you they didn't love you. You may have got a Dear John letter, but you know that Jesus loves you tonight. Anybody ever told you how much he loves you? Ever told you how much he cares for you? I'm glad about that today. And the Apostle Paul said that well. He says, you know what? God commended his love toward us that while we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. He loved us just like that. While we were still messing up, he loved us. While we were still hanging out, he loved us. While we were still hitting and missing, he still loved us. With the love of Jesus Christ. Isn't that good news today? He makes a statement of the facts. Lays out his case. He makes a presentation of the facts. But finally, there is proof of the facts. And verse 35 says, your love for one another will prove to the world that you're my disciples. That folk will know how you treat one another. You've heard the old saying, the proof is in the pudding. That means that evidence demonstrates some kind of proof that I really am one who loves my brother and my sister. I got to prove to the world that I'm not just a church boy. I got to prove my love to folk who may not carry a Bible. I got to prove to the world folk who may not say I love Jesus, but they are looking at you and I and say, now let me see here. It looks to me that those Christians really are kind of fake people. He says, based on how you treat one another, based on how you treat your brother and your sister, based on that, there is some proof. Can I testify? There have been times when you have not been the greatest witness, and I haven't either. But thank God for Jesus. He has a way of coming along and allowing the love to come out, because love overtakes hate. And that's what becomes so important. So what is the proof? Where is the evidence tonight that you really love your brother? You got to prove to the world that they may see something in you. The word says, let your light so shine before men and women that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I feel like loving tonight just based on that. There are times when you've had to really hold tight because somebody has really offended you. You say, if I see him at that reunion again, I ain't going to say a mumbling word. But then the Holy Ghost starts to convict you. You say, but you don't know what they did to me back in 79. I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Let that thing go tonight. Say, you know what? I got to love you because somebody is saying, where is the evidence that I love my brother and my sister? Amen. That's what makes you a true disciple. Based on this love in real time. This love right now. This Monday and Tuesday love. And this Wednesday and Thursday love. And this Friday and Saturday love. And this Sunday love. I was so blessed on yesterday. When I went to pick my sister up at the Walmart. She was already on cloud nine. Why? There were some saints outside the Walmart who had already prayed for her. Oh, glory to God. And they're here tonight. And they were being disciples at the Walmart. Look at that. That they went to the highways and the byways and did ministry in real time. They didn't say, well, maybe I'll pray for you on Sunday. They took time right there and began to lift up. We can't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to everyone that believes. We ought to take time and prove to the world. You shall know the truth. It will set you free. Well, can I remind you tonight of an old case? It had become a cold case. Just call it you versus the devil. The devil tried to make a case against you and I some 2,000 years ago. He had trumped up charges. He produced some shaky facts. He was sure he had an airtight case in presenting what he believed was evidence to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But he got a surprise, because when he brought forth evidence, it did not hold water in court. Amen? In my mind's eye, I can see the accuser, the father of lies, trying everything he could, bringing up every half-truth to try and make you and I look bad. But I'm glad that God sat on the throne, and every time the devil said something about us, God said, overrule. Aren't you glad tonight that the enemy is trying to get you? But he says, overrule. Yeah, but there are backbiters. Overrule. You don't know, but they're careless. He said, overrule. But they're conniving and they're down and out. He says, overrule. But yeah, you got to realize that they're dirty and they're fake and they're phony. He says, overrule. They're hard-headed and hard to please and liars. Overrule. They're lazy and no count. overrule. They're no good and sometimes overrule. They're suspect and unfit and unreliable. Aren't you glad today? Every time the devil makes a charge against you, God says overrule. And I'm glad today, every time the enemy comes on your track, God says overrule. Why? Because I sent my son, Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. I see a surprise witness coming on the scene. It looks like someone who the devil thought he had gotten beat. It looks like somebody with a testimony. It looks like Jesus who is risen from the dead. It looks like Jesus who comes and makes the case tonight. It looks like Jesus who was hung high. It looks like Jesus who went to an old rugged cross. It looks like Jesus who died our soul to save. It looks like Jesus who said, I know what they've been through. It looks like Jesus who makes a way out of no way. And so there is the evidence. He died, but he rose again. My God, the jury got happy. My God, the judge got happy. Aren't you glad that he sits high and he looks low? And that's why I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, whence cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. But I'm stuck today on overrule, that they may have got evidence on you, but he says, I have made my case. That he did all of that for you. And all of that for me. Only because he wants for us to be examples of love. If he could do that, the least we can do is to love one another. Amen? Tonight, where is the evidence? You say you love me. Courtroom A is off the chain. But where's the evidence in your life and my life once we leave these sacred walls? Love in real time. Let's give God a praise tonight. Amen. Part one. And we'll have part two tomorrow. Now come on, stand all over this place. Come to Jesus.